Tell us a fun fact about you.
I am a living comic book character. I've been in 4 different comic books.
Whoa, really? That's cool.
Wow. So they've drawn you in the comic book?
Yes.
No way.
That's so cool. That is a separate thing we got to find out more about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Are you Captain Underpants? We call it If I'm Being Honest.
So lay them on us.
If I'm being honest, there's too many competition shows. There's too many.
Yep.
They don't need to create any more, like, just stop. No one cares.
I think it's because they're so cheap. It costs them nothing to make them.
Do people actually watch, though? Like, how are they bringing any money in?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Somebody's got to be watching them or else they wouldn't make them. But I don't know who these people are.
Yeah. It's stupid.
If I'm being honest, pants are BS. They are just leg prisons.
So says the man who wears shorts year-round.
When it gets below, like, 20 degrees, I will put pants on, but usually sweatpants.
Yeah,
I have to go to a wedding this weekend, so I will, against my will, be having to wear pants.
You'll
for
be panting?
A few hours, yeah.
I'll be panting in my
pants. I'll be panting.
Your pants in
panting
prison. Oh, my God.
I'm against pants.
All right, here's one, and I know you've probably ran into somebody recently who's done this. No matter what your age is, doesn't matter, if you mix up the letters when you say ChatGPT, your brain is on the decline. Or you're just simply not using it anymore. Yeah. I cannot tell you how infuriating it is to say something. Well, I tried to use that ChatTPG thing. And I don't know whether I think it's worse if they know that they're saying it wrong, but that whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or when they just say it blindly and think they're saying it correctly. I'm not sure what's worse, but their brain is shut off.
Yeah, my boss at my other job, he's a very, very smart guy, and he always mixes the letters up, and it
does
just,
he do it on purpose, or is he just not know?
I think he's just being, like, lazy, and I'm sure if we corrected him, but I'm not correcting him.
Sure, he's the boss.
Yeah, like, I'm not going there, but every time, like, I laugh on, like, the video call, because I'm like, this is just, God, you know, just ChatGPT.
Just put it in your ChatPGT.
Every time.
Our friend Chris on Facebook says, if I'm being honest, Hocus Pocus is a bad movie. I disagree.
It's not that good.
I like it.
It's good when you're a little kid and you see it, and then you're just sentimental for it.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
I'm mentally a little kid, so.
I haven't seen it in so many years, so I don't have a dog in this fight.
And the one that we teased you with yesterday.
Okay, guys. If I'm being honest, ties in professional sports should be fine. Mm. Why do we hate ties? Mm-hmm. Both teams had a set amount of time, and they couldn't win in that time, so tie.
You know, this weekend, the Titans play the Las Vegas Raiders, the two worst football teams in the league. A tie would actually be very appropriate.
No, there needs to be a clear winner or loser. That is, like, the ties are unacceptable.
Yeah. I do hate ties.
Yeah.
Ties are, like, as exciting as when you got, like, socks for your birthday when you're a kid.
True.
It's just like you're supposed to get something. There's supposed to be closure.
It's a consolation prize for playing. Did you win? No. Did you lose? No. Like, how are we still here?
You're in nothing land.
Yeah.
I like what we're saying, not what she said.
Yeah, yes. She's wrong.
Not what she said.
Not what she
said. There's a new trend we should start. Not what she said.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Ironic for Wet Nose Wednesday. Today is Pet Obesity Awareness Day. They say 60% of pet owners think that their dog or cat is a little overweight, and they just can't resist giving in to when they whine and beg. And a lot of people said if they had Ozempic for dogs...
Oh, shut up.
...they would use it. Of course, it'd be a little different.
Bone, 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 Ozempic.
But, You don't have to do that. You're the one giving them food. They're not opening the refrigerator and helping themselves.
Yeah, I think you and your dog need to go touch grass. Yeah,
don't give your dog a $1,000 injection every week.
No.
Go for a walk.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, maybe do something like that.
Well, we have a critical shortage of air traffic controllers here in Nashville. We are one of the cities being mentioned in the nationwide shortages due to, like, staffing levels and the government shutdown. They said that Memphis air traffic controllers have had to cover for the shortage here in Nashville. And they say that, I guess, the number of air traffic controllers we have here in Nashville now is the same number as we had 20 years ago.
Whoa.
When there was a lot less.
It was not a busy airport back then.
Wow.
And I guess they've hired, like, they've got 2,000 air traffic controllers that they've hired.
Whoa.
But it takes 4 years of training for them to be available to start working.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's a huge job.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge, stressful job. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be rough, and your flights might be delayed today because they're really short.
Yeah, check ahead.
Yeah, they're definitely not, like, recruiting anybody by all of this mess going on either. Mm.
Yeah, right. It doesn't say, like, hey, I can't wait to join that group.
Yeah, I want
to do
that.
And not get any money. Yeah. That'd be great.
Well, Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, they're really popular here. They have given their secret on their seasonings of their steaks. They use only salt and pepper to season.
That's it.
Kind of a letdown.
But they also have, like, the best meat possible.
It's because they have the prime cut meat. However, they do also say make sure your steak reaches room temperature before you cook it. It's going to enhance the flavor and tenderness.
Okay, that's
so
good.
You could do that as well, yeah. Right? Salt, pepper, and room temp.
Take it out of the fridge for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Totally Hits, 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim with another mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
It's really sweet, especially for Wet Nose Wednesday, just showing that dogs are just the most pure creatures. They're the best animals on the planet.
As my daughter said, born without original sin.
I know. There was a woman, 86 years old, a grandmother in Destin, Florida, who was taking her son's dog out for a walk. Dog's name was Eeyore. And I guess it was gone for a while. Usually we went for like a 10-15 minute walk. When she didn't come back after a half an hour or an hour, her husband got very worried and called the police. And apparently the police went through the neighborhood, and Eeyore, the dog, found the cop car, still with a leash on, and led the cops to where she had fallen down on a golf course.
Whoa.
And, like, hurt herself and couldn't get up. So the dog, like a Lassie movie...
Rescued, went for help.
I know, it was amazing, and led the police right to where she was.
Good boy. Oh, sweetheart. Good boy. Very good boy. I'm not even his owner, I'm his grandmother. Oh, you're such a good boy.
I love that.
You could tell, too, by, like, the sounds of his pants. Like, he was smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could tell he's like, I'm a good boy, I'm a good boy.
Right?
Dogs are awesome.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Happy birthday to your wife, Jim.
Yeah, today's her birthday. We celebrated last night. Everybody came over. It was the night everybody could have dinner and cake and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I got my wife a really weird gift
that
she asked me for, but I felt uncomfortable ordering it.
Okay. What is it?
It's a cupping kit.
Oh.
Oh, that thing that, like, suction cups?
Yeah.
That
are, it's like a suction cup
your
machine
muscles.
That sucks your skin and muscles up into, like, a cup and provides muscle relief. My wife, she's wound tight.
Yeah.
You could bounce a quarter off her neck.
Yeah.
It's just, she's just built that. She's always constantly trying to relieve, like, muscle tension.
Yeah.
So she has all these medieval torture devices. And I just added to it. I mean, and it was weird because she opened it up in front of everybody, you know, and then she goes, oh, let me try it on you. And she, like, without me even saying I gave permission.
Yeah.
She stuck it to my arm and then just, like, turned it on and started sucking my skin up into this, like, plastic cup.
Yeah.
And it makes, like, perfectly round hickeys all over your body.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, and everybody, like, me and the kids were all like, turn that off.
Yeah.
That is creepy. And then she did it. And then she tried to disconnect it and it wouldn't come off.
Oh, no.
It's like an octopus.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. It was, it's so bizarre. And it's just, it's another of these devices that like she has one in every room. Like there's all these, like she's got a rack from like, I don't know, some kind
from
of
the Renaissance.
Yeah. She's got this like, it's like a big blue S that like it's a plastic S and you use it to like beat the tar out of your own muscles.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You can do it to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazon is full of all kinds of money saving deals that'll like torture devices.
I wonder
the massage gun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Punches.
I wonder if it's good because I've had like professional cupping done before.
Yes.
And Landon actually had it done like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That's why she got it. She had it done.
Yeah.
And she liked it. She's like, I want to be able to do this myself.
Yeah. It's crazy too because like the darker the circle is, like the place where you need it the most. So it's always funny seeing like where you're purple at, kind of.
Right.
But you know, when you're having it professionally done, somebody does it for you. But if you're by yourself, you have to have an assistant to do it with you.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to do it?
I don't think I could do it.
Are you going to make like Tuesday nights or cupping night? 93.3 FM, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Men and women going at it for fun. We have Mark ready to play in Nashville and Charnel in Mount Juliet for Gender Wars. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hello.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Starting with Charnel, tell us a fun fact about you.
I have lived in 7 different states before 5th grade.
Wow.
7 states before 5th grade?
Are you an army brat?
No, like I was in food sales.
Oh, okay.
Sales, okay. Yep. They move around a lot for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
What about you, Mark? Tell us a fun fact about you.
I am a living comic book character. I've been in 4 different comic books.
Whoa,
really?
That's cool.
Wow. So they've drawn you in the comic book?
Yes.
No way.
That's so cool. That is a separate thing we got to find out more about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Are you Captain Underpants? I hope so.
Don't blow his cover. Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble in the game. Let's begin.
All right, Charnel. One of our Nashville Predators opponents this year will be the new hockey team from Utah. Are they called the Mormons, the Mammoth, or the Mountains?
The Mammoth.
The Mammoth is right. I was hoping you'd go for Mormons.
The team goes door to door.
Okay. Mark, is Fantasy a celebrity perfume from Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, or Billie Eilish?
Ariana Grande.
No, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Yep.
Okay. Charnel, you can take a big lead here. Heineken beer, it comes in a green bottle with what color star on it?
Gold?
Not a gold star.
It's a red star. Okay. That means you got a chance to tie it up, Mark.
Mark, gelato is an Italian version of what?
A dessert?
A little more specific, maybe?
Like a mousse?
Like a mousse?
Jello?
Getting further away now.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
It is ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got to go with the
first one. Can't go with your 12th answer. All right, that means you can win over the correct answer here, Charnel. Boba Fett is a bounty hunter in what sci-fi movie series?
Star Wars.
You are correct.
There you go. Congratulations. You are the winner, Charnel. Mark, we hope you'll play again real soon.
Yeah. Your comic book character just said, ow, in a bubble. We'd love to have you. And in fact, hang on. We got to arrange a time to talk to you more about being in comic books.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Charnel. We're going to get you a certificate of bragification. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim.
Totally hits 93.3 FM. She's so high above me. Unless she has a flight delay.
Being she's grounded.
Of course, during the government shutdown, a lot of essential employees are being asked to work without any pay. That includes, flight controllers.
Air traffic controllers are like all over the country being stretched to the limits. I guess there's nowhere near the amount of workers that they need.
They're already shorthanded and then the government shutdown on top of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Nashville is one of the big airports that they've been talking about where it's critical right now. They have apparently the same amount of workers working air traffic control in Nashville as they did 20 years ago.
Whoa.
When there was a lot less air traffic.
Yeah. When we were still a small city
where we had like
a lot going on.
One gate.
Yeah. In the Tennessean, they have an interview with a guy who just retired, even though like he could have made hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonuses because they want to keep everybody on.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But he said Nashville is a toxic place to work. You work 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, and a rotating shift. So you see your family every other week.
Oh, wow.
He says all that stuff just wears you out.
And it's a huge stressful job, too.
Oh, it is. I mean, you have hundreds of people's lives. Like every dot on your screen is hundreds of people's lives that you have in your hand.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, as a teenager, I worked at a place where I was just like making, you know, snacks for people and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy who would just basically push a mop around, and he would just mutter to himself. And I just remember asking, like, well, what's the deal with, you know, that guy?
Yeah, what's his backstory?
And he was a former air traffic controller who had a complete mental breakdown.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And, like, that was him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's such a stressful job.
Wow. And
with the government shutdown, a lot of the air traffic controllers are calling in sick.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to work for no pay.
Right.
Right.
And you kind of can't blame them.
Yeah. I saw somebody in the news that said that they work odd shifts, and to find somebody to watch their kids is really difficult. And if they have no pay to pay the people who are watching their kids, even though they're going to get paid later on.
Right. They will get back pay.
They can't pay the people to watch their kids to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. It's rough.
Yeah. I was talking to my son Alex yesterday. He's in the Navy, and they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
And, they're wondering what they're going to do.
They got to wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Hopefully it'll be done. I guess a lot of the, the work of the air traffic controllers is going to Memphis.
Right.
They're kind of covering for the staffing shortages in Nashville.
So if you are going somewhere, make sure you call and see if your flight is on time. Today is the 35th and prime day of the year so far.
So they used to have it once a year, then it was twice a year.
And
then
now it's like all the time.
Yeah, it seems, and we just say like, hey, there's another Prime Days deal thing coming up. And we're like, oh, why do they keep doing that?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
But have we shopped at Amazon since then because of the Prime deals?
Yeah, I did.
Have I.
Yeah.
So, we criticize what exactly they were right to do it.
Put in the dark of night with just our phone. Yes, we order something.
I know, they suck us in. So, all right, let's play a game of Price is Right. I'm going to give you an item that has a Prime deal going on, and I'll tell you the discount.
Okay.
You have to get the closest without going over to the actual retail Amazon price.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, the first item is Halloween coming up. It's the Halloween inflatable dinosaur costume. You know, the T-Rex thing?
Oh, yeah.
That you can jump around in with a little T-Rex arm. It is 9% off. So what do you think is the price of the Halloween inflatable dinosaur costume? Gina.
I'm going to say $39.99.
I think it's cheaper than that.
Okay.
I'm going to say $18.99.
Okay.
Gina's gone over. Woody gets it. The price is $29.99.
Dang it!
All right. One more item. Let's do... people love these things.
Yes.
It's a Yeti Rambler. 42-ounce tumbler with handle, straw, lid. It's got everything. Vacuum insulated cup.
It's like the Stanley Cup, but only more expensive.
It's just giant.
Yeah, okay.
It's huge.
Okay.
It is 30% off.
Okay, Yeti is really expensive.
It is really expensive. And a 42-ounce one, that's big.
Mm.
Woody, you get to go first. What is your bid?
I'll guess $39.95.
Really? And you said it was 30% off?
Yes.
I can't do math.
I was told there'd be no math in this job.
I'm going to say $52.99.
You're both wrong. You both went over.
Oh.
The Yeti Rambler 42-ounce tumbler is $31.50.
Wow. That's a steal.
Let's get a case of them.
Yeah.
I know. How much have we been trained? Like, if you were told, like, 20 years ago, it's a travel mug. How much is it? I'll pay, like, $4. That's the expensive one.
Yeah, get everyone free at Mapco.
Now we're going, oh, wow, it's only $31?
Count me in.
Sad.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Nashville International Airport, BNA, is getting national attention, not for good things, though. During the government shutdown, of course, the air traffic controllers are still being asked to work, even though they're not being paid right now, and a lot of them are calling in sick, which you kind of can't blame them. Yeah. But that means there's a huge shortage. A lot of the duties are being taken over by the air traffic controllers in Memphis. But if you are flying somewhere from BNA, make sure you check first to make sure things are on time, because they probably will be some delays.
So they've done a survey, and they've talked to almost 4,000 women to see how long they would like their sexy time to be. Mm-hmm. So this is including all the warm-up time and all that stuff. So,
warm-up time.
I'm being selective in my words.
How romantic.
They would like the entire time frame to be about 26 minutes.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
That's a realistic thing. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes we see things on TV like, oh, from 6 at night until 2 the next morning.
Yeah.
Actually, they prefer about 25, 6 minutes.
All right.
Interesting, because I've heard, like, from people, not me, you want to be, how did you refer to it?
Warm-up time?
Warm-up time, like, all day. You know, it's like he can do little things, like take out the trash.
Oh,
or,
okay.
You know, that's
little thinking of
stuff
you
that
things.
Can put you in a good
it
mood.
It puts you in a good mood, and it warms you up a little bit. So for
you
all
took
those
out
guys
the trash,
up,
you must be rewarded.
Yeah, I'm more inclined rather than me doing it and getting pissed off.
Pick up your socks. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. Well, this is actually pretty cool. There's a nonprofit down in Franklin who's giving free food to federal workers during this shutdown.
Nice.
So if you're a federal employee and you know, you're having a hard time feeding your family or whatever the case may be, you can go to One Generation Away's Franklin Warehouse. I'll have it on our website as well, so you can access it. But they're open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, that's great.
Really cool.
Stepping up. That's awesome.
Yeah, yep. Go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's this sad little puppy?
This is Spruce. Spruce is a little nervous, which I feel bad about, but he's just so sweet, and I want him to find the best home.
He's a little bit shy. Looks like he's got some kind of hound mixed in there. He's got a beautiful, would you call it a brindle, like brown and black and a little bit of white with a little stripe down his face.
He looks suspicious at all of us. But, I'm sure he'll loosen
that might
up
just
and be
an
a great dog.
Thing,
yeah.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He's a 4-month-old dog, but dogs know things.
Yeah, I know. He needs a forever home, and maybe you'll be that person.
He's so sweet. He's got the best floppy ears. He has done wonderful in the crate, in the car. He has just been silent. I mean, when we got here, I opened up the back and he was looking at me like I had just woke him up from the best nap of his life.
Do I have to go outside?
My spirit animal.
He's yawning as I say that.
I know.
Just a tired baby.
Spruce is growing like a tree, 4 months old. But going to get a little bigger and absolutely adorable.
He's got some big old paws. He's going to be a big boy.
Yeah, he's going to be a big boy. I feel like he's going to be just like, the cuddliest dog, you know, like, perfect.
Already laying his head down on the counter like, can I just go ahead and sleep here? Yeah.
And we are actually doing something pretty cool this Friday. We're staying open late. So we're doing Howl at the Moon. That's why he's wearing his trick-or-treat bandana. We're staying open until 8 p.m. so that people can have a chance to come in and adopt after work.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Also going to do trunk or treating.
Oh,
so you
great.
Can bring your own dog and do some trunk or treating, but you can also trunk or treat for our shelter animals and give them some love.
Oh, that's sweet.
Too.
That's very cool.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And of course, you go there and someone will steal your heart.
Oh, yeah. It's impossible.
Just off of White Ridge Road and Charlotte on Osceola Avenue, Nashville Humane Association. Go over and visit, and if you have a dog, bring them along for trunk or treat. If you don't have a dog, guess what? They can help you out.
That's right. They can accommodate you. We got shy little Spruce. If you check him out, he's on the Woody and Jim TikTok. It also totally hits 93.3 on Facebook. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville.
So the Bridgestone Arena has already gotten a bunch of improvements. And they are just the beginning. So I guess if you're going to go to the Predators game, the opening night is tomorrow night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what have they done so far?
So far, they've done like the locker room. They've also added a recovery center for them and a new players lounge. So the players are really excited. Apparently, it's the nicest dressing room in the NHL. So when you have your players backing it, you know, that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I think that should get people excited because if the players can recover faster, then they'll play better. Hopefully.
Right, right.
Exactly. Hopefully this will be the thing that snaps them out of last year. That was just an awful year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And with the Titans being, we're excited about the Predators season getting in the way.
Just be a little less.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be happy.
Yeah. Mediocre would be great.
They're going to redo like kind of the entire arena, especially the stuff outside over the next couple of years.
Yep.
They're going to turn it into kind of more like Fifth and Broadway is across the street, where they're going to have like open air bar and seating and stuff. Well, there's kind of offices along the sidewalks and stuff. They're going to turn that all into spaces where the public can use it, restaurants and things like that.
Right.
I think they're adding like a hotel, and they're closing Bridgestone down every summer to do all of this.
Right. They're just going to do most of the work will be during the summer when there's no actual sporting events going on.
Yep. And so they're hoping to have all of the renovations completed by October 2029, which is pretty like.
That's ambitious.
Very ambitious. That's exactly the word I was looking for.
Wow, and, I wonder if the Tesla tunnel will be done by then.
But the other really cool thing is this is all getting paid for by like ticket surcharges. And then anything additional payments is getting paid for by the ownership team. This isn't tax dollars. Like
it's not costing city people any
money. That's good.
Yeah. It's great.
That's good. And they're adding more seats, right?
Adding more seats. Right now, they're just over 17,000, and they're going to have 18,000 when it's all complete.
Okay.
That's very cool. That's why it's one of the coolest arenas in the world.
It's the busiest.
Yes. Which is just wild for a city our size up against all these other cities. But
Makes you wonder what they're going to do when it's closed down for summers. But
Not
my problem.
Today, the rest of the day, what are we doing?
Yeah, I have a youth group tonight that I'll volunteer at, some meetings, and hopefully the gym.
Okay. I've got to go get a haircut because I got a wedding I have to be at this weekend. I thought I'd clean myself up. Plus, I may watch the Cubs game later. It's probably going to be the last game of the year for them because they're about to be eliminated from the playoffs.
Ooh.
So, being a Cubs fan, you're used to being disappointed every single year. That's why I wear my black Cubs hat because I figure I'll be in mourning.
Yeah. Okay. You never know what could happen.
It could happen. They could still win.
Yeah.
If they don't win, it's because you didn't have enough hope.
Yeah. I didn't wish hard enough.
It's your fault.
I have an exciting day as we've put off going to the grocery store for about a week and a half. So I got to do that. Yeah, you get to that point, you're like, just start going through and like, okay, maybe we can eat this canned good from 1986.
Right. Yeah. What are we having tonight? Pie filling that I found in the back of the cabinet.
Peaches.
Yay.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.